Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Amazon, Apple, Tesla. What do all these U.S. companies have in common? Well, can I just say that these are the stock market darlings that we've been talking about in the last 6 months or so, or even in the last 2 years. Add to that all this attention around AI investments or artificial intelligence and investing in AI stocks. So joining us today to talk about specifically the topic of investing or buying and selling U.S. shares is none other than Tim Townsend, who is a professional financial advisor, one of the founding partners of Townsend Cobain Private Wealth Partners, and in fact, with many years of experience, Townsend has overseen or managed over $300 million in assets. So I think he's got a bit of experience to talk about this. So Tim, thank you for joining us.
My absolute pleasure, Michelle. I always worry about the word experience. I'm not sure whether that means old, but thank you.
I know, right? It's kind of what are you saying here, Michelle? Am I a veteran? Am I, you know, what does experience here? But for sure, I mean, especially when it comes to the share market, we have a lot of listeners who tell us, Michelle, tell us about the basics of shares. What is short-term investing? What is long-term investing? And only someone with 30 years of experience in the finance industry, Tim, can really talk genuinely about that with a lived experience. So here we are again with the word experience.
Experienced indeed. Thank you, Michelle.
So, okay, let's start from the very bottom, very basic question. Why and how do you invest in U.S. shares as an Aussie?
Well, let's take the how first off. And there are many methodologies of investing in U.S. shares. You can use what we call a managed fund, where you actually purchase or place money with a manager who then goes out and does selection on your behalf. You can buy what we call an index on the market. But the actual mechanics of it, these days, there's a broad range of options open to us. There are many platforms available online which allow potential investors to select items they wish to own and actually set those up online. And so if someone's looking for guidance on the how, it's as simple as really Googling it. Ask how do I invest in US stocks, and I'll guarantee you there'll be a number of options that will come up for you to be able to go through and facilitate those sorts of investments today.
Yes, so there are definitely plenty of share trading platforms, which I must admit weren't there, like, let's say, more than two decades ago. There is a lot of share trading around Aussie shares, Australian shares, but only now do we see trading platforms saying, yes, you can buy and sell US shares directly from us. But again, as a financial advisor, so you're really looking at the long-term investments or the wealth of your clients long-term. Why should they invest in US shares when a lot of Aussie shares, if you like, bring in the dividends, bring in the returns, and we know the companies?
Well, that's true. That is true. But the Australian economy makes up around about 2% of the world economy. It is actually quite a small and concentrated area. If you look at the companies that are available to us in the Australian market, there's a whole range of industries, specializations that we simply can't access in the Australian market. And so there is an argument for diversification. And I think we should pause here just for a second and make a definition between a trader and an investor. Because I think this is really important. I always define it as a trader, your job, your focus is to try to pick winners. You need to find places to put your money with the confidence that that's going to be a winner over all the other options you might have considered. On the other hand, an investor is more about minimizing exposure to losers. Being well diversified in your investments instead of taking the assumption that you know what's going to happen tomorrow.
You can beat the market. So that's the difference.
And the problem is I've got to be honest with you, trading is sexy. You know, it's like...
It's exciting. You know, you see the share price go up and down.
You know, if you go to the casino and put all your money on number 12 and it comes up, that's exciting. But when it comes to investing, it's about owning good quality companies, good quality assets, and giving them the time to mature and deliver a return to you over extended periods of time.
So you talked about investing in good quality companies, which funnily enough is not the first thing that people talk about when they're investing in shares. You're always obsessed about, well, which company should I invest in now so I get my 10% return or a doubling of my money? Like Tesla recently, the share price went up 10%, which would have been very exciting. So now we know why you should invest in the US market. It's for diversification. Now let's pretend, yes, I'm sold on the idea. Now I'm looking at the US stock market or the NASDAQ 100. Mm-hmm. How do you pick or select the stocks to invest in?
Well, there's really two main elements. One is the company that you might consider in a growth environment or a growth phase? Because, you know, again, if you go back to the fundamental of investing, is that you show me a company with a growing income stream, a growing profit, a growing dividend, and I'll show you a company that fundamentally has a right to grow in value. And so what you're really looking for, first and foremost, is a growing profit stream to come from that company. Because by nature, others will be willing to pay you more for that company in time to come because of the fact that the income stream and the profit has actually grown over time. So these are the fundamental issues of being a good investor. You know, if you simply are buying it because everybody wants it, that's a very risky business because as soon as the want eases in the marketplace, you see prices collapse.
Going back to the question of, you know, someone right now is really thinking about investing in US shares. I read somewhere there was research about investing in what you've said are the stocks that people don't talk about, and maybe they have average returns rather than the spectacular returns, but they pay for, you know, they're really worth it for a long-term investor. But nobody knows what those US companies are because they never make the headlines.
And that's right. They're the ones that make up the numbers, but they're not necessarily the headline makers. And by the way, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, one thing I have learned through the years is 5 years from now, 6 years from now, good quality companies will still be performing and delivering returns for their clients, just like any form of asset, whether it's, you can overpay for property, you can overpay for anything that you put your money into. And a diversified portfolio, a range of assets, a range of not just companies, but asset classes, we know in our experience will earn you inflation plus 3%, 4%, 5%. Over the long term. And that's a healthy return. That's a healthy return for an investor. When you speak to speculators, they're asking, how do I double my money?
Mm. Yes.
And so the question mark is do you wish to speculate? In fact, we probably should remove the word trade because we're all trading. It's the speculative versus the investor. So no, look, there are still companies. We're still invested. We never get off the wave. Right now, we probably have moved from the front of the wave, from being aggressive to being cautious.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we're willing to move our clients back on the wave, but we certainly, you know, we do not stop investing in good quality assets.
A question from our money readers, though. Should they invest in US ETFs or invest in direct shares?
First of all, let's define ETF. The term ETF is a exchange-traded fund or electronically traded fund. It can be either term I've heard. And so that's just a form of investing, but many people refer to ETFs as a market or index-based type investment. If you know nothing about investing and don't want to do the homework, I would very often classify an ETF, or those wanting to buy the whole market, as at least a more diversified approach.
When would you invest directly in US shares for your clients?
In the majority, we do invest in US shares, but we do so using a professional manager at the same time. So whilst our clients, many of them, own US shares, what we have done is engage someone to watch those shares every day, to make changes to the shares if and when it's required. In other words, to review every company that they're invested in, asking that question, is it broken? Mm. Should we, if we were going to take our cash tomorrow and invest, would we buy the same companies that we own today? It's one of the things we do because we review with our clients at least once a year, sometimes three times a year, and ask ourselves that question. If this client, all of their money was in cash, would we buy the same portfolio or would it be different? Because the other thing that I see as a real error on behalf of some people is they buy something, It goes down in value, and I hear those immortal words of, I'm just going to hang on till I get back to where, back, get my money back.
So the takeaway for me is that, number one, you really should diversify. If you are going to invest in US shares, you can't just make big bets on black, red, or white. Mm-hmm. And secondly, that you are exposed to the market because the spectacular run of the Microsofts and the Amazons and the Teslas, they have really brought a lot of, you know, gains for the average investor. But there's a case for catching the wave, riding the wave, and kind of not being aggressive about how much you put into the portfolio.
I think so. I think that's a good summary. If someone applied those principles and really focus on trying not to overpay for something when they add it to their portfolio. I think if you put those points you've made together with that, I think they are sound principles for somebody wanting to build wealth the future to apply.
I'm going to challenge you there though, Tim, and say, there's no way I would know if I've overpaid or underpaid for a company. I'm just hoping that, but I do go by the price earnings. If something looks ridiculous and that's just not my risk profile, I'm a very conservative investor, then I wouldn't go if it's like 100 times or something.
I think that's wise.
All right. So thank you so much for your time, Tim. But before I let you go, do you have any tips, or what is your top three tips for any of our listeners out there looking to invest in US shares right now?
I think recognize the economic environment we're in. It is tightening. Doesn't mean that we won't make money, but it does mean we need to be conservative at this point. Don't let yesterday's headline convince you about tomorrow. And I think the other key is if you want to be an investor, you need to apply diversification to your portfolio.
Well said. Well, once again, thanks for joining us today, Tim.
My absolute pleasure, Michelle. Good luck with it.
Thank you. I need luck and I need to do my homework.
But that's the key.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions. Maybe you have follow-up questions for Tim here. Do so through our dedicated email, podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.
Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.